え
い、レディオの時間。
えい、
せーの、レディオの時間。
Good morning, you're listening to Radio Japan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Bianca.
I'm Chika.
Summer is almost over. Did you enjoy the summer?
Yeah.
Sunshine and intense heat?
Yes. Yeah, Vancouver is much better than Tokyo.
Oh, is it really that bad there?
Yeah, it is really humid in Tokyo and there's no wind. And a lot of building makes up so many problems.
Okay, so when you say no wind, do you mean like as in the wind is so hot and you can't feel it? Or is there actually like no wind because all the buildings block out the wind?
I think so. I heard like no wind because of the building. So yeah, I don't know exactly, but I feel like that.
Oh, I see. But this is just in Tokyo though, because there's so many buildings concentrated in one part.
Yes, yes.
So like other parts of like Japan would be different?
Hopefully. And then I want to move to somewhere.
Okay, so you probably like move to like Hokkaido or something, yeah, where it's like yeah, cooler. Yeah. Must be nice in Hokkaido though in the summer.
And you know, the always the average temperature is like 33 degrees or 33 to 35. And it is goes to until the October.
My gosh, you guys are like living...in like a desert-like environment until October? That's like when we have our fall. That's horrible.
Yeah, because, yeah, I went back to Tokyo last year, like October, no, actually September to October. Mm-hmm. But I was wearing the no sleeve. Can you believe that?
Oh my gosh, I can kind of imagine it, but I don't think I'll be able to do it.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Well, so how do you keep cool in the summers in Japan then? How do you survive them?
Yeah, of course, air condition. And also, do you know uchiwa?
I'll pretend I don't, but I actually do.
Yeah, you know that. But yeah, I can explain. Like, it is kind of traditional Japanese cool stuff.
How is it kind of traditional?
Like,
it's like half not traditional?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's okay. You can keep going. Sorry.
Because we used to be like traditional pictures on the uchiwa.
Oh, okay.
But these days, like many, many like company try to advertise on the uchiwa, like pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So different type of the uchiwa pictures.
Okay, but and then I guess these companies handed out to people on the streets for free, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, so okay. You can get so many uchiwa during the summer.
Ah, okay. And then like, but I mean, the thing is, I got a lot too when I was in Japan during summer. But I'm like, I only needed one, so I kept the tiniest one for myself. I threw away all the others.
yeah, that's a hopper,
right? Okay, so besides uchiwas, what other like foods or drinks do you like drink in the summer?
Do you know kakigori?
I also pretend I don't know what that means.
It's food and like ice block, food by ice block.
Food by ice block? You mean like shaved ice?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want to say.
Okay. Oh, at least I knew. Good thing I knew what you were talking about. So shaved ice, and like, do you just eat it plain? Like a snow cone in here?
Oh, no. You can choose a syrup, like melon, strawberry, lemon, and orange.
Okay. And so the most popular flavor is?
Melon. I prefer strawberry, though.
Anyways, okay. Are there any other things or ways you do, you know, you keep cool in summer in Japan?
Of course, we go to beach or swimming pool and try to swimming, like try to get the cool from the like water.
Oh, and does that work, like trying to keep cool? Because I bet there's a lot of people in those places, right? There's probably not enough water for everyone. Speaking of not enough water... Did you watch that video with like the, it was in a wave pool, indoor wave pool. Mm-hmm. And then it was basically showed everyone on like little floaties.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd see the wave come, but you wouldn't see the water. And all you see are the people going up and down.
Yeah, I think I know that.
So is that, I guess it must be pretty common in Japan because so many people.
Yeah, it will be happen like somewhere in the beach.
I see. Well, I've never personally went to a beach or swimming pool when I was in Japan, so I never got to experience any of that part. But
I went to beach, but yeah, usually so many people, it's really cloudy.
Okay. Well, summer sounds really bad in Japan, so I wouldn't want to be there during that time. Here's a song about the summer heat.
That was Shanghai Honey by Orange Range.
So Orange Range is a group from Okinawa. We'll mention Okinawa again, so stick around. And they play mostly rock songs. They consist of three singers. One's in charge of the high vocals, the other one is in charge of the mid, and the last one is in charge of the low part.
And the vocalist and the guitar are siblings.
Well, that is pretty cool. And so to add on, Shanghai Honey is actually their second single. And because of this single, they became famous.
Yay!
That's pretty impressive. So, Chika, what song do you think of when it comes to summer in Japan?
I'm going to play one song. It's really old songs, but still play like during the summer. This is Natsumatsuri by White Betty. Kimi ga ita natsu wa toi yume no naka. Sora ni kiete eta uchi ake hanabi. The song was Natsumatsuri by Whiteberry. There are 5 girls in the band, and they're from Hokkaido. It's really cold place.
Where is Hokkaido?
It's no top of the north in Japan.
Oh, so like the northernmost part of Japan?
Yes, it's really cold place.
Okay.
And they became really famous by this music. But, you know, this song is originally by Jitalinjin, other bands. And Whiteberry just covered their song.
So it became famous because of this cover?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. So why did you pick the song? Like, why did this song make you think of summer?
Because the title of the song means summer festival in Japan. Did you go to any summer festival while you are in Japan?
Yeah, I actually did. I went to see a fireworks display by the Sumida River. Mm-hmm. Am I saying it right? Sumida River?
Oh, yes. Okay. It's a really famous one.
Okay. So, and it's actually one of the 3 biggest fireworks display in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So my friend and I went there. Mm-hmm. You know, we just went there 3 hours early just to get a good spot. And so the thing is, you know how, like, with Japanese people, they have their blue sheets. And so the whole area is covered with blue sheets. And we're like, where can we sit? But, I mean, the fireworks display, when it came on, it was, like, totally worth it.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Did you see the fireworks, like, in Vancouver by Japan?
No, I didn't. You actually asked me out, but I could go that day. So, but you went, right? How did you like it? Was it better than the one like in Japan?
Everything really nice, but yeah, Japan is, I think, super nice.
Okay, but it was only like 10 minutes, right?
No way. Just 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Yeah. But the one by Sumida River was like an hour. It was so nice. Seriously. Yeah. It was like basically we were on like the side of the river. Mm-hmm. So all you can see, like there was nothing covering you. There was no like nothing covering you. So you could see the night sky really clearly. And you just look up and you see like the huge fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's a song called Fireworks by the group Exile. Hope you enjoy it. It's summertime, big fires, play jump, it's the
Good night.
Fireworks by Exile. I heard a strange sounding, traditional looking like instrument. What is that actually?
Yeah, it is called shamisen, the really traditional Japanese instrument.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And also in this music, in these songs, really famous shamisen musician play the shamisen.
What is this musician called?
Yoshida Blizzards.
Oh, so they're famous just for playing the shamisen?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll be taking a short break, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
A great long way from home. I didn't know nobody that I seen. I was walking along the street one day. I didn't mean no harm. The police looked to see me, and they began to make their alarm. Ain't it hard, ain't it hard, just looking through the bars. The police looked and seen me, and they began to make them alarm. They seen I was a stranger. They soon got on my trail. Soon they had me surrounded and carried me to the city jail. Ain't it hard, ain't it hard, or just looking through the bars. Soon they had me surrounded and carried me to the city jail. Thank you.
got in jail. I didn't know what to do. There was no one I knew I could care my troubles to. Now ain't it hard, ain't it hard, just looking through the bars. There was no one I knew I could care my troubles to. My dear old mother, it made her lonesome and blue. Son, you need not worry, mother's coming after you. Now ain't it grand, ain't it grand, I don't see how she can stand. Said son, you need not worry, mother's coming after you. Said son, you need not worry, mother's coming after you. Said son, you need not worry, mother's coming after you. Your mother's coming after you.
You are listening to Radio no Jikan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Speaking of festivals, I regret not being able to go to a music festival in Japan, especially the Fuji Rock one.
Oh, yeah, but I never been to Fuji Rock too, though. But it's really largest and biggest one music festival in Japan.
Oh, why is that?
The festival features more than 200 Japanese and international musicians.
Wow. All in 3 days, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, this year, like, Jack Johnson, Franz Ferdinand, and Arcade Fire play the music in the festival.
That's pretty cool.
And the festival also offer the camping space during the summer festival.
Oh, so people can, like, stay there overnight and, like, come, like, wake up early to go listen to concerts.
Yes, yes, more like... like party, actually party.
Oh, 3 day party.
Yeah, 3 day
that
party.
Sounds sweet. Okay, so what? So this takes place on Fuji Mountain?
No, they used to be take place at the Fuji Mountain near Fuji Mountain, but they already moved to also near Fuji Mountain, but it's not Fuji Mountain.
I see. Okay, so this takes place in like the countryside, right?
Yes.
But are there any like city festivals?
Oh yeah, we have a city festival. It is called Summer Sonic. It's also famous summer music festival in Japan, but it's near beachside.
Oh, the beachside. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what kind of artists do they have?
It's quite mixed. And this year, Avril Lavigne from Canada, and also famous Japanese artists too.
I see. So it's like an international and national kind of artists performing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, but like Fuji Rock is more like rock.
Mm-hmm.
But Summer Sonic is more, I think, more popular music, like top 40 or something.
Okay, I see. So is like, what other differences are there between the two festivals in terms of like location, mm-hmm, and also the type of music they play?
The festival location is like mountainside or beachside,
mm-hmm,
and music is both of them mix like international and national.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer Summer Sonic, I think, because it's totally top 40. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would prefer Fuji Rock still,
yeah.
Just because I think it'd be cool to camp there, right? Because
yeah,
you can't camp there for Summer Sonic.
You're
on a beach.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, both of them have nice benefit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. So, is there any, like, just Japanese, like, national artists, like, festival for them?
Yes, we have. It is called Rockin' Japan Festival. It's mostly J-rock or J-pop artists. It is also countryside festival and near beach. And I think the festival is the biggest Japanese rock festival in Japan.
Okay. And so I guess like they have indie and like major, like artists from major and indie labels come to perform?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And this festival organized by the like rock magazine.
Rock magazine?
Yeah, we have a famous rock magazine and they organized this music festival. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit different from the first one and second one.
Oh, so this one's organized by the magazine. Okay.
Magazine company. Yeah.
Okay. And the other two are organized by?
By the Live Nation.
Live Nation. Live Nation is a company?
Yes.
Okay. I see. Here's a song by an artist that has performed in the Rock in Japan Festival and the Summer Sonic Festival this year. They're called Sekai no Owari, and this is Death Disco. That was Death Disco by Sekai no Owari. Chika, what does the name actually mean?
This Sekai no Owari?
Yeah, that's right.
It's the end of the world.
The end of the world. Wow, such a negative name for a band.
Yeah, but usually their music is always like positive sounds and yeah, positive.
Interesting. So are the members like interesting as well?
Oh, yes. The one guy, I think he's like part of the DJ.
I think so too. He probably like spins the discs, yeah, right? Yeah.
And he always wearing the clown mask.
A clown mask? Really? Like, so no one has seen his real face before?
No. I never seen that.
Oh, I mean, you haven't seen it, but I mean, someone must have seen it, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but it's really popular artist in Japan for the young people.
What kind of music do they actually do?
They play mostly alternative rock and indie rock.
I see. So, well, we talked about, you know, J-pop and J-rock. Mm-hmm. Are there any, like, jazz festivals? Because, you know, we had one in Vancouver, right? In May.
Yeah, it is called Tokyo Jazz. And the event invites a lot of, like, famous and top-notch jazz artists from around the world.
And so I guess Japan has their own, you know, jazz, famous jazz players, right?
Yeah, we have the one famous artist. Her name is Hiromi Uehara.
Oh, I know that person. She came to Vancouver, right?
Yeah. So have you seen her performance before?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've looked up videos of her on YouTube, but I've never actually seen her live.
I never too, but even though the YouTube, her performance is really excited and amazing, I think.
That's pretty cool. Well, here is the song Alive by Hiromi Uehara.
Thank you.
Here was a live song by Hiromi Uehara. So we also have different type of music festival.
It's called Anizumeno Summer Live, and it's basically the biggest annual anime songs concert in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, so it features singers and voice actors / actresses who specialize in singing anime or game theme songs from, and they come from several different companies. So it's like a huge collaboration between all the companies. It's really, really cool. You know, I wish I could have gone.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited because I wish I could have gone, but I left before August, and I was like, I totally missed it. It's like, I think so. 2 or 3 days, I forgot.
Okay.
It's always held indoors. It's never outdoors.
It takes place near Odaiba, right?
I think last time they had it in Saitama.
Oh, sorry.
I don't remember where it is.
I might be wrong. Sorry. Okay.
Anyways, it's okay. So basically, it's performers perform different songs, but they also collaborate between performers. That's what I wanted to see the most. Because you know, it's rare to see, you know, different performers sing a song together, right?
Yeah, they collaborate only this time.
This is like the only time they can collaborate together because, you know, they never really do show up together.
Also,
for every year, they have like a different theme and a theme song that goes with it. So this year's theme is called Oneness.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they have a theme song, which is also called Oneness, and over 30 artists participate in this song.
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah, okay.
Right? So,
everybody voice actor?
They're either voice actors or actresses, or they're like, they sing anime songs.
Okay.
Yeah, or they do both, because they are actors, you know, they do both. Yeah, so here is Oneness from this year's Anizumeno Summer Live. That was Oneness, which was the theme, which is the theme song for this year's Annie Metal Summer Live.
Bianca, you know, we also have Tokyo Idol Festival.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that. What is it, Shikaya?
There's a bunch of female artists, and yeah, mostly female artists show up the festival.
Okay, so like these female artists, I guess, are idols?
Yes.
Okay, I see. So it's, well, let me talk a little bit more about it. It's basically, it's just like what we said already, to summarize, it's a basically, it's what festival, which invites all the idol groups, mainstream yep. and indie, to perform. And so, if you don't know your AKBs from SKEs, they're
you
both names
know.
Of idol groups. Yeah, I know. You should definitely go check them out. Here is Bukkyo Tayo by one of the idol groups, SKE48.
僕は不器用だよ
Bukkyo Tayo by SKE48.
Okay, so Bianca, we have a lot of like type of the summer music festival.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have traditional Japanese festival too in the summer.
Oh, traditional Japanese festivals.
Yes.
What are they?
Like Obon Festival. Have you been there?
Is that the one about the dead?
Oh, it's kind of, yeah, kind of like we respect for the dead person.
Oh, okay.
But we also celebrate for them, and we have a like summer festival. Like, I don't know, there is so many vendors and also people wearing the yukata.
Oh, yukata is like the summer kimono?
Yes.
Oh, it's like summer kimono. Okay, cool. It's like PJs. Pajamas.
No. Sorry. But for sure, it's like more cultural than kimono.
I see. Okay. And I guess these vendors, they sell food and yeah, like, play games and stuff like that.
Yes. Yes. Oh. It's so much fun. It's kind of night market.
Oh, that's
similar to night market.
Oh yeah, that's. I guess that's true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's similar, but yeah, it's so much fun, and yeah, I really like the Japanese traditional festival.
Okay, and I bet there's also like singing and dancing?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of dance do you do? Is it like a obon dance?
Yes, they have like different type of the obon dance. It depends on the which prefecture or which part of the Japan.
So in terms of traditional music, mm-hmm. We heard some shamisen from one of our previous songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to hear more of this traditional type of music.
Okay.
What song would you recommend?
Okay, so I recommend you Ashibina. So do you know that? No, you don't know that.
No, Ashibina, I don't know. Is it Japanese?
Yes. Okay. It's like Okinawa language.
Okinawa. Okay.
Yes, then Ashibina mean is a place where people to get together to have a fun.
Oh, sounds like a fun song.
Here is the Ashibina song by Shuken Maekawa.
アシビナニンナヨテコテクサンシンカタミティコディワタシマウタサンシンディキラチモラナトノガナウタニシンタティティクナイヌムラマディン カスルチムエシアビトシガカジヤワニガフチョウダヤギワタシマウタペシディキラチモラナトンノガナイヤソソハイヤイヤソソハイヤアヒディヒディヒディアディアディアマンゴヤンクンマユティコ わしたしまのうたあしびちちどちゃがやちびとがらちにわたしまうたさんしんりきらちもらなとのがなゆくばいするがにわ
So that's it for today's Radio no Chikan. Our next show will air on September 26th. And the show after us is The Sector. Have a great morning.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the ribcage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.